Well, Ben Fisher, election time. How are things in Grand County?
Oh, crazy as they are and everywhere.
All right, so let's get through some numbers. From what I understand, Grand County numbers are up as far as election numbers go, correct?
That's true. We had more voters this year. We had 3,464 people cast votes for the primary election, which is up over the primary in the 2016 presidential election, and as well as the last midterm primary, which was a trend that we were surprised but happy to see.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let's look at some of the races you've been following. Let's start out with the Grand County Commission. How is that shaping up?
Well, we had two commission seats up for grabs this year, and we had pretty interesting and diverse list of candidates for each of the Democratic primaries for those. In District 1, we had Luis Terrazas, Donald Franklin, or Jesse Franklin Owens, and Chris Ponce. And in District 2, we had Cindy Renee Provencio and Javier Salas. An interesting, point of fact there is, a lot of the same, Democratic Party movers and shakers, at least, who supported the more progressive candidates in our last county commission primary, supported both Franklin Owens and Cindy Renee Provencio. But where they succeeded in the last election, actually Chris Ponce came ahead in District 1 with 335 votes to second, runner-up Jesse Franklin Owens, 285. And in District 2, Javier Salas actually beat out the progressive favorite Cindy Renee Provencio by almost 100 votes.
Let's look at the county sheriff.
Yeah, there we had three seasoned law enforcement candidates. We had Frank Gomez, Lonnie Sandoval, and Robert Tovar. There, Frank Gomez turned out a pretty big win in what we expected to be a tight race. He came away with 2,106 votes over second place Lonnie Sandoval's 1,664. So that was far less close than we expected.
How about the numbers for some of the state elections? How did they shape up in Grand County?
Well, to no one's surprise, some of our, local names, native sons and daughters of Grant County, fared very well here. Senator Howie Morales, in his bid for lieutenant governor, blew away any of the competition, and Stephanie Garcia Richard, who doesn't represent Grant County in Santa Fe but is from here, won by with hundreds of votes also. Also interesting, longtime winner in Grant County for District 5 of the Public Regulation Commission, Sandy Jones, saw a huge defeat in the primary this year behind contender Steve Fishman.
Okay, let's talk to Christine Steele, who's got an update for us on the forest. From what I understand, Christine, we are at stage two.
Yes, that's correct, Edmundo. We had a new fire start over the weekend, Sunday afternoon. A new fire was spotted north of Signal Peak, the Meadow Fire. They threw a ton of resources, air resources, everything on that fire immediately. We had 30-mile-an-hour winds on Sunday, shortly after the fire was spotted, so that certainly fueled the fire. They won't call it contained just yet, but they do have it lined, and it's at 160 acres. But that may have spurred them to do the stage two fire restrictions. So now the forest is at stage two restrictions. No campfires anywhere at all on the forest. No smoking except for an enclosed vehicle, and no operating any internal combustion engines like chainsaws between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Okay, Christine, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.